This is CRED IT5 with a brief message. For photos from recordings, live videos from the crew, and amazing fan art, especially of Dar, follow us on Instagram at Mission to Zix.
It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, C-53?
Yeah?
I feel like the whatever, like, nebula we're passing right now is just beautiful. It's all purple and green, and there's, like, that sort of shimmer that's going through it. And this is the coolest thing I think we've ever flown by.
I'm sorry, Dexeter, you shouldn't be able to see any of those colors. Those are ultraviolet frequencies. Tellurian eyes shouldn't be able to perceive any of that.
Huh. Well, I don't know. It looks pretty cool to me. I can really only see it out of my big eye.
Okay, we need to have a conversation about this eye.
Oh,
You see the sound that's making?
Yeah.
There's like a chitinous shell around your eye.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
If being able to see ultraviolet and infrared is wrong, I don't want to be right, man.
Do you feel anything moving around in there?
I mean, no more than usual. There's something about this eye that, like, on a chemical level just makes me feel pretty good. Like, I just, in my blood is convincing me that it feels great. Does that make sense?
It does, but that sounds bad.
All right.
It sounds like maybe a cat is taking over your dopamine centers or something very sinister. I don't know about this.
Does anybody have an extra, like, resealable bag?
What?
No, I was just going to put my toothbrush in it while I'm packing up, so...
Wait, Norma, you're leaving?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the number of personal days I put in for, so I'm just, yeah, I'm packing up.
Oh, Norma, it was really great to have you on the ship.
Thanks, yeah, it's been...
I got us all tickets.
I don't need
the
ticket.
We're going on a singles cruise.
I'm in.
What?
Oh, I'm going to stay.
Oh, okay.
Are you staying just because it's a singles cruise?
No, I just got my dates mixed up.
Norma, are you single now?
You should ask Dar.
What are we talking about?
Oh, hey, Dar.
Margie just got us tickets. We're all going on a singles cruise, apparently.
That's perfect, because, Nermit, you're leaving today, so that means I'm single again.
I'm leaving in a couple days.
Guys, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Yeah. What's going on?
Bino's single and ready to mingle.
Bargie's single and ready to mingle.
Bino and Bargie's single and ready to mingle.
Bargie, sorry, I'm just a little confused. Is this a singles cruise for all of us?
No, I mean, it's mainly a singles cruise for other ships. A former fling of mine, his name is Shane, just sent me a message saying, Bargie, I'm now the owner, because he's a party ship. Oh, he's a party ship. Let me tell you, he's a party ship.
Party ship,
anyway,
okay.
He's like, Bargie, me and a bunch of the old gang are getting back together. We're having a single spaceship cruise, and you gotta come, and you come by yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, by yourself, does that include, like, without us?
I don't know, but I'm not. I honestly, it's like right now, we have to go now. You're just gonna come. Be aware that I'm gonna have a great time. It's been a while since I've had a job, since I've been in love, since I've been with somebody, so I'm kind of at peak level of going insane.
Yeah, you deserve it, Bargie.
Thank you.
Now,
I just checked with SR quickly, and we've all accrued some time off, so I could go on the cruise.
But, Nermit, you're coming with, just to verify.
Mm-hmm. I'm going on a singles cruise.
No, then if you're staying on the ship, then technically we're still in a relationship.
Wait, what is happening? Do you have, like, an on-again, off-again, like
we
a...
We have a very mature understanding. It took a couple of days to figure it out.
We hashed it out.
But we've decided that when we're together...
We're together.
But when we're not together...
We're apart.
Well, that's just the meaning of those words.
Yeah, you just defined.
No, no, but also emotionally. Or...
It just makes sense.
So currently you're together.
We are. We're together.
We're together right now, but...
But
I mean,
if Nermin had left, you'd be...
We would have been separate.
We would have been separated.
Yeah. I feel like a singles cruise is maybe a weird gray area we hadn't worked into the contract, so...
Because technically then we're not... We are... Inhabiting the same space, but we're not together
yes,
on the ship.
We'll be together separately.
Ooh, Bino finds sexual tension delicious.
Ew,
Bino
stop
delighting
licking your lips.
He's just sucking in air.
Ah.
All right, what do you think I should wear? This skimpy top or this skimpy top? Or should I be more conservative and wear this coat?
Ooh.
I mean, we're inside the ship, so we can't see what you're wearing.
Yeah, but you can feel it.
Yeah, let me
skimpy top.
Wait, what
if I... Yeah, I gotta see.
You know, Marge, I gotta go coat, but nothing on underneath.
Ooh,
coat.
Oh, Skippy. Oh,
like
under.
A flasher.
Yes, exactly like a flasher.
Jandawa, Jandawa, Jandawa. 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 Jandawa, Jandawa. Jandawa. Jantawa, 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 dot Jantawa, slash, six, Jantawa, ZYXX, Jantawa!
Alright, I'm just gonna drop you guys off, so, don't do what I wouldn't do, but hey, I do everything, so go for it.
Alright, Bargy, well, just through the hatch then, huh?
Okay.
It's wild that there's a cruise ship for non-ships.
Yeah, that's
part
great.
Of this cruise.
Just right under the cruise ship, then. Great, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Hi, guys. That's how we say hi in ship.
Yeah, that's I've heard that a couple
toot.
Times, yeah.
Welcome to the cruise ship. All the crews are down below, so if you'll please follow the stair signs.
I'm sorry, wait. All the crews?
Yeah, it's a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Right, a cruise ship.
Yeah, it's a cruise ship.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing, I think.
Yeah, a cruise ship.
Wait a minute. Are you saying cruise C-R-E-W-S ship or C-R-U-I-S-E ship?
Oh, Rob, the first one. Oh, my God.
So this is on the cruise of all the ships that are taking the cruise.
Hey, you got it.
Hey, y'all coming down to the cruise section? We're on a stored mining cruise ship. Y'all
wanna
come down to the section with us? Hi, cruise director Sarah. I'm so glad to be back in the hold.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. Come on, join the other crew.
Come on down to the crew.
Just a quick, where are we going?
Okay, now we spent a lot of time studying crews like you, okay? And we realized you love big rooms, right?
That is so true.
A big, spacious room.
Yeah.
So that's exactly why downstairs we have one big spacious room for all of you.
No, that's less good.
Oh, for all of us.
For all of you. And I know a crew loves a big comfy bed, right?
I love a big comfy bed.
You do? I love to hear that. Well, we have one gigantic big comfy bed for all of you to share right downstairs. Can you believe it?
Sounds like a floor.
No. It's better than a floor. It's higher.
Is there a lot of room to hang out outside of the bed, or...
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of little desks for you guys to have fun.
Okay, so it's a bunch of desks.
Yeah.
And an enormous bed, okay.
Yes, yes, desks seem to be one of your number one toys.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yes, of course.
I don't think I've ever met a ship named Sarah before.
Oh, it stands for Sentient Recreation Allocation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Good. You're going to be so excited. We have so many activities planned for you. It's going to be great.
Bino love activities.
I love that. I love that you love activities.
Bino love that you love that. Bino love activities.
Oh, you're fun. You're fun.
Bino is fun.
Oh, confident too. That's great. Come with me, or rather, follow the signs, because I'm a ship.
Okay. Great. Yep.
So we're going to a cargo hold where we will spend however long this cruise is sleeping all together in the same bed.
Yes.
Listen, Sarah, how long do these singles cruises usually last?
So usually around 14 days.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we could have gotten off a lot worse, but that still seems long.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I'm in here for 400 days.
What?
No. Whoa. My ship never came back.
What?
Come out from the shadows, you creature, and talk to us.
Oh, Rod!
Oh, boy. It's covered in boils.
I've been here for years.
Wait, why are you covered in boils?
It's my species.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry,
we're just a species of boils. But my ship was single, and it went away, and then I think it met someone, and it forgot about me, and I've just been here all alone.
Guys, yes. Do you think Bargy would do that to us?
Yes, in a
absolutely.
Heart.
Yeah, almost immediately.
Hey, how about we all
buck
up with some of our activities, huh?
Bring a love activity.
We have watched you guys. We really wanted to study what you guys would enjoy on a cruise ship.
Okay.
So, here are a bunch of papers and forms with little tiny pens for you all to fill out.
When you say studied us...
Mm-hmm.
Did you study us specifically, or
we
like
do fill out a lot of paperwork, to be fair.
We studied all the sentients we knew, and it seemed you guys lived sort of, I don't know, hermity, kind of grouchy lifestyles.
Yes, because we're stuck inside ships when you're observing us.
Yes. So interesting you guys spend your time that way.
And we don't actually love doing that.
Yeah, that's sort of like what our job requires.
That is so interesting. There's a whole galaxy out there, and you spend your time hunched over a little table.
So just to clarify, you never watched any sentience when they weren't on a ship.
I can't think of a time, no.
Yeah, I may have located the source of the problem there.
Attention ships, your speed dating round begins now.
I'm a tanker.
Yep, alright, we only got 30 seconds, so what are your problems? Why are you single?
I'm not communicative.
Yep. I never reply back, so. Great, alright, bye.
Mr. Mosh is my dad. My name is Fizzle Mosh.
Oh, your dad.
Yeah.
You look just like him.
Well, you know my dad?
Yeah.
How's he been?
He's, huh? Yeah,
What?
You don't know, okay.
What?
You know when a person is alive.
My name? I don't think it matters much. I'm a private investigator ship. Sometimes when the chips are down, you find it's either cash out or go all in. And I went all in.
Okay, sorry, you're talking to Budget Ranger. You realize that? You're just quoting back a movie of mine.
Oh, wow. You're really the budget
line
ranger?
To line. Yeah, I said exactly that.
Okay. This is my whole personality is just...
Just try for the first time having an original thought.
Okay, my name's Dale. This is hard. I'm not good at this.
It's so nice to meet you. I've been so sad lately.
I can't. See, I've been sad, so you can't have two sad people that are just going to enable each other.
But I feel like that's like why I felt a connection with you.
It's feel a connection with you.
No, it's so strong.
We literally just met 10 seconds ago.
Oh, it's so nice.
If you feel a connection to me this fast, honestly, there's something wrong.
Your honesty is so refreshing, honestly. You're just like not like any of the other ships I've met. You're like cool and...
Hello, Bargy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you very much. And you are?
I'm Thomas. I must say, you are a beautiful ship. Can I say that?
Yeah, I'm... you know.
You have the refined elegance of a ship that's really, lived a storied and interesting life, but with respect, with dignity.
You're really not so bad looking yourself.
I know it's soon, but can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
Bargy. How do you feel about Tellurians who are piloting a ship that is not sentient, looking out the window and talking to you through a microphone?
Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah, I'm just a Tellurian on this unsentient ship.
It's not going to work out.
Fair enough.
That's great.
Fair enough.
For a moment, I thought there was something nice out there.
Black?
Yeah?
Who are you claiming as a dependent, if any?
I don't think we have to fill this paperwork out. Are you filling out the paperwork?
Wait, we don't have to...
I just did
What are you guys... Guys, this is fake paper. This is supposed to be
a
fun...
What would we be getting if we finished the paperwork?
I don't know. Why would there be paperwork?
Y'all don't have to do the paperwork. I've been on this cruise ship several times, and we just...
I mean, excuse me, stranger. That would have been helpful information 40 minutes ago.
You didn't ask. I just walked by and heard. So listen, you don't do anything. You just go to the buffet, and you get the buffet.
The buffet.
Yeah.
No, the buffet.
It's right over there.
What's there?
Just food and stuff.
So it's a buffet.
Did I hear buffet? Are you folks hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Then please, as our story miner was telling you, we got a whole line of food specifically for you crew folk, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you. That's really nice.
Allow me to lift the lid.
Yeah, what kind of food are we expecting here?
Oh, boy. Wow, that is just one big pile of...
Gravy.
Yeah.
Yes, it's gravy, okay? We ground up the finest cold cuts into a nice little gravy just for you. This is what you enjoy eating.
Well, but, Sarah, we like chewing the food.
Yeah, gravy.
That's sort of part of the...
But does it... Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not super clear on crew anatomy. When you chew the food, doesn't it end up sort of... liquidy like this?
Yeah, I mean, eventually, but...
It's a vacation, right? You don't have to do all the work. Just swallow the slurp.
Yeah, Sarah's got the right idea. I just scoop up some gravy.
Pop it into my mouth right now. Slip it down, and then good to go.
It's real good. I love it.
Wait, do you have to...
Yeah, wait.
We're in an enclosed area. You don't have to wear the mask.
No, I just like the mask.
Okay.
Sarah, if I may ask, do you have any power?
Do I have any power?
Yes, as a droid, I don't eat gravy, you know, processor otherwise. Just wondering if you have any power stations
you have
that I...
a dietary restriction.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it that.
Okay, well, this is really reserved for the ships, but we have... you know, some hyper-proton fuel. And if you see if they're finished eating, I can maybe get you a tank of it.
C-53, can you use that?
I mean, technically, but that's going to be really... To be honest, I don't know. That's a little...
It's a cruise. You get jucked up on it. That's the whole point.
I mean, if I have hyper-proton fuel, I'm going to be pretty jucked up.
Will you starve otherwise, though?
I mean, yeah.
Would you like me to rustle some up for you? I feel so bad. I didn't even know about your weird dietary restrictions.
It's not weird. It's pretty standard for a droid. But yeah, I guess if you have some, I'll take it.
Great. It's coming in to you on the conveyor belt now.
Oh, wow. Just exposed hyperproton fuel.
Is there...
in a little bucket. Okay.
You know, C-53, I can see a real, like, a purple aura around that. Is that...
Yeah, no, it's highly radioactive.
Okay.
Which isn't a problem for me, but it's a lot more energy than I'm used to.
Hey, you're on vacation, right? Have fun.
I guess I
do. I love hyperproton fuel.
Alright, I'm just gonna take a quick bite here. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
That's good. Proton fuel.
Good, right? We don't even water it down. It's pure.
No, I can tell. Wow. Oh, my eyes are brighter than normal. They feel really bright right now.
Yeah, C-52, your pelvis is...
Yeah,
it's gyrating at a level that we are really not accustomed to.
Yeah. I feel like a rattling. Is there a rattling somewhere?
C-53, you're yelling.
Yeah.
You're yelling.
Am I yelling?
Yes.
Is that too loud?
Peter loves red yelling. Peter loves it.
No, stop.
Quick cue for you, Sarah. If two of us wanted a little privacy, where would we go?
The refuse chamber.
I'm sorry?
The refuse chamber.
What?
Yeah, right over there. We know that you crew members have to expel a bunch of refuse, right? The gravy you put in that comes out, right?
Right. So you're telling me my options, if I wanted a little privacy, are the bathroom?
Beto love you, C-53.
C-53, you love Beto!
Beto got great idea for screenplay.
C-53 is so rad. Just detect to me and I'm writing it down.
Beto open on interior.
Interior.
Faded. Beto is private eye.
Beto private eye. It's a glass door with your name's on it.
Beto tell the story of Beto. The screenplay of Beto.
Then Marge will go back to the title page. The story may be all written by Pino. The assistants are secretary.
They love hyperproton fuel.
Well, this is good news. How many decks are on the ship? I'm going to look out.
I'm just a hollow actor trying to make it.
Oh, no, I don't need it. No matter
what. You're an actor? No, no thanks.
Yeah,
no.
Why would you want to date another actor?
Wait, do you have representation?
No, do you?
No.
What are you going to do?
I got my crew always yapping inside of me.
I just try to
eject them into space.
Right. Anyway, this would never work.
Nope,
right?
Not at all.
Nope.
Goodbye.
No, goodbye.
Well, I have to say I'm not a huge fan of cinema. I'm more of a theater goer.
Okay. I mean, why?
Well, why do I prefer the theater?
I know someone told me I should ask questions.
Well, I have to say it's the connection you get from live performers. Yeah, here's the strip.
Wow. Wow, look at you. Look at that. Wow. You got a chiseled...
What?
Face.
Nah,
you got a chiseled hull. Who are you? What's your story?
Yeah, you know, I just, like, deliver the shrimp. I'm the shrimp delivery ship.
Wow. Just, humble.
Do I should put the shrimp anywhere, or where do I unload it?
You can load it here.
Are you going to sign the manifest?
Oh, that's so nice. Wow, I could sign whatever you want. Wow, my temperature's going up.
This manifest just shows what cargo I'm holding, which is shrimp. I'm...
Shrimp.
Toting shrimp.
Toting shrimp. That's a beautiful... name. I'm Baji. But you can call me Bajeri. You can call me whatever you can. I don't know. You can.
Sign the manifest or what?
I'm so flustered.
Get out of here. This is for the singles.
Okay. Sorry.
Deliveries are in back.
All right.
Okay. Well, if you ever get off early.
So, been here for 400 days, huh?
Yeah, 400 days.
Oh, boy.
My ship used to be my best friend.
Oh, no.
We would talk all the time.
What happened to the rest of your crew?
They're dead.
Oh, did they die here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, what?
But I started a rock collection.
If you sit on the counter.
Okay, I'm gonna get up here.
Squeeze. All right. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Now,
hello.
We're having ourselves a little date.
All right. Jeez.
Never done this before. Yeah. We've done a lot of other stuff before, but never this.
So, how was your week?
Good. How was your week?
Pretty good. I've liked being on vacation. A little bit of R&R on the Bargerian Jade. It's been, I guess, up and down tents with you, but...
Is that what we talk about on dates?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry. I don't know how to do this.
We should just check.
Yeah.
We should just,
Okay. Climbing in.
Well, this rock is, I named this one Tony. And this rock, I named it Tony. And I named this rock Tony.
Okay.
Tony was the name of my crew member friend.
Oh, no. That really explains so much in a sad
you
way.
You have to get out of here. You have to get out of here as soon as you can.
Okay.
Make sure your ship doesn't find anyone. Love is bad. Love ruins things.
I'm not sure that's a takeaway, but I am going to try to get off of the cruise ship as fast as I can.
Somebody say, as fast as I can.
Yeah. Let's
go. Hey,
yeah.
What's this guy with all the rocks?
How's that screenplay?
Yeah. Hey, nice rocks. I got a game.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's right here.
Yeah, C-53, listen, you gotta chill out just a little bit.
Peter, love chilling out.
Okay, all right.
Oh, you want to chill out? Well, we'll have a chill out competition right now. Boom.
Okay, hey, C-53, quick question. This is super fun. Can I just actually see your cube slot for this?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, here we go.
Beano's still wired.
Okay, Beano, calm down.
I can use a drink. Can I get a tank of cherry gasoline for one?
Yes.
damn strong. All right. You know, love is hard. Because it's crazy that two people can actually, at the same time, feel the same thing. You know, that's scientifically impossible. You know what I'm talking about? Also, everyone is honestly a disappointment. Because everyone has their problems, everyone brings their baggage. No one ever thinks about themselves, they don't think about the other person.
Yes.
What am I gonna do? I'm okay being with myself. I'm okay being just Bargie.
No.
I don't need a heavyweight carrying me down. You know what I mean?
Bargie, is that you? You probably don't even remember me. Maybe this will ring a bell. A Rudy toot 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 toot.
Hello, Tiny, how are you?
I am, like, so good.
Yeah, I see. You're killing it. You're. Congratulations for,
For what? I've had so many accomplishments.
Oh, and congratulations again for, the whole delegator blowing up thing. They said it was you, so, you know, that's true.
Ugh, I mean, that's, like, so,
right.
Just, like,
yeah.
Last, I don't know, season? It's, like,
yeah.
So much has happened for me since then. I've pitched so much, and I've been in so much.
Yeah, me too. Definitely, I've told so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Oh, just a couple of indie films that are in development, and,
Oh, who's this?
He's a no-one-yes ship. He's a no-yeser. He's just... Anyway, definitely the yes. Listen to the yes. Don't listen to the no. I've been doing a lot. I've been working out. Yes. My engine is definitely... smaller than before, booking so many things. I'm doing very well. I'm dating a really nice ship.
You're dating? No. But why would you be here?
Because
a singles mixer.
All about that lifestyle where you date, but you also are single when you're not on the job, when you're in a...
Hey, Bargie, are you sure my dad's dead? Are you sure?
Yes.
You said that you went on that mission and you got all the keck on you and
that's
everything.
Sorry, yeah, this kid is naming the movie I was in. Are you sure your dad is dead? I was the lead of it. It's an indie film. A little director, you may not know his name yet, but his name is Jar... Jarkin.
Jar?
He's just like a young...
Hey, Plek.
Yeah?
How did your date go with that Boyle, the lady with all the boils?
It wasn't a date.
What do you mean?
I was hanging out with the Boyle person because you guys were jacking in the bathroom.
Well, listen,
what do you
we...
mean? This is a singles cruise.
And also, we didn't want to juck. We had to.
Why?
We realized we have zero in common except for our...
extreme attraction. But, Plek, you were on a date. That was a date. She definitely thought it was a date.
We heard her naming some of her rocks after you.
What?
Yeah.
I'll name this one Plek.
No, Plek. I think you should go over there and figure it out.
Oh, man.
That one's now Plek.
Hey, Sarah?
Yeah?
Hey, what other kinds of activities do you guys have on the cruise ship? Because
yeah.
I know we're going to be here for 14 mm-hmm. days. We've been here for, like, 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like unless there's, like, another couple rooms, I think we've sort of seen... all of the activities?
Well, if you guys are still a little bored, we do have a crafting station.
Oh, I could do some crafting. Yeah, that sounds
terrific.
Great.
Terrific. Okay. So over here are our large sticks. And here we provide you with sort of a rubbery band thing. And then over here sort of a bludgeoning type ball. And with
sort
the right...
of look all like sort of weapons.
So, with the right amount of rope usage, you can tie this together into a nice sort of slingshot type weapon that could kill any of your enemies in an instant.
Enemies?
You just throw it right at the neck.
That sounds really fun. But could you just give me a second? I'm going to actually talk to my friend C53 for a minute. I'm just going to fit this cube back in.
Is it my optical sensor? How bright is it in here right now?
No, it's pretty much hasn't changed.
God, your voice is so loud and grating.
Tina, feel fine.
Okay.
Hey, what are you even doing on here? Aren't you hauled deep and all these other smaller, younger ships.
But the thing is, Baraji, they're not just fans. They're just so many fans. I mean, just...
Great. This is a great conversation.
So many fans.
Really, and I just, having a good time.
What I'm not finding, Baraji, is...
Yep.
Companionship.
Yep, great seeing you. You look great. Hope to bump into you often, definitely.
You absolutely
unprepared.
Will be seeing me everywhere.
This definitely won't affect me again. All the work I went into trying to forget you. Definitely, everything's great. Anyway, I'll see you later. Have fun. Goodbye.
Well, you know, Sarah, this has been a great afternoon.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around what the next 2 weeks is going to look like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, this was just day one.
Sure.
Days 2 through 14, super exciting stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Basically, you'll split off into groups that are maybe not even based on your original crews, and you'll eventually form factions based on dwindling resources, by which, of course, I mean gravy. You'll sort of subconsciously elect a leader, spokesperson of the group, to speak for the needs of your group. And then you'll sort of subconsciously also pick out a runt of your group, who you'll sacrifice at the earliest possible convenience.
I do not look forward to that part.
Eventually, you'll all turn on each other as individuals until you kill each other.
Okay.
Sir Dixon, I hope the crafting session provided sufficient time for you to craft a deadly weapon. I know you haven't had a lot of time to train with
no,
it, but...
No, stop. We're not killing anyone. Just hold on a second. Sarah, why would you do this? Why would you make a place like this?
Because this is what we studied that you do.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's actually fair.
Right.
I guess that always eventually happens, but yeah.
Sarah, if I can point out something you may have missed during your research, you don't like a lot of the things that we do.
Why? Why do you do things you do not like to do?
Well, now that is a good question.
Yeah, that is a great question.
I don't have a great answer to.
Yeah.
Also, Sarah, second question. Do you have any more hyperprotons?
No, C-53. No, C-53.
The power levels going down.
You know, no.
The only way to get it back up.
It's really not yet.
It's quite addicting, right? I mean, I can check.
We are changing for hyperfuel.
It's going to be a rough couple weeks. I just want to say, before we get any further, Nermit, I promise not to sacrifice you or make you the runt.
Don't make any promises you can't keep, Black.
What was that?
They are ready. Let's go.
Oh, Barge is right outside the window. Yeah, we can hear you, Barge.
Sarah, can we... Barge, it looks like our ride's here. Can we take off?
Oh, Barge, you're leaving the cruise early?
Yeah, I'm leaving the cruise early. This was a sinister plan. Chain is an evil ship. He just brings all the single ships back together without realizing that some of them have history with some of them, and they just didn't want to see them, and it just ended up happening. It just unravels all the work that they did to get better, and now you're just back to square one. Let's get inside.
Oh, guys, look in the corner. They're starting to form factions.
Oh, day two begins. It's so nice.
Let's get that gravy.
All right, well, I guess we should get out of here.
Well, thanks so much for coming. I do hope you know that the crews you already paid are non-refundable for
the
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty standard. Sarah, I can't say that your research has been very accurate, but thanks for your attempted hospitality.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, I don't want you guys to leave empty handed. This is usually what we'd give someone who survived the 14 days. Little takeaway bags of gravy. Just for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice. Sarah, just a quick question. Could I swap my gravy for...
C-53. Let's go.
I am begging you, please. This is a little uncomfortable for me, but I'd like to say to everyone on the ship, I apologize for my behavior aboard Sarah. I know I got a little out of control.
Are you doing a 12-step? thing?
A what?
Oh, I just... Never mind.
No, I'm apologizing.
Okay.
I'm making amends with all of you.
But you're still stepping in place.
Yeah, what is...
What is this?
Some residual energy from the hyperproton.
Sure.
I need to recognize that when I take hyperproton fuel, I'm not myself, and I need to accept that.
You're on vacation. You're on a cruise, so, you know, get weird.
I guess I just don't
like myself when I'm
That's fair enough.
If you could just keep me away from it in the future.
Bino love hyperproton fuel.
Also, if anyone has any hyperproton fuel, and he made it back with Bargy, do you?
No, just have memories.
Bargy, how was it for you?
It's fine, I'm dating someone else now.
Oh.
Congrats! Cool. We're so happy for you.
That he delivers shrimp. So that's...
He delivers shrimp?
So yeah, we're just gonna hang out and see what happens. We're not gonna define it. We're gonna see, you know, how his shrimp schedule works with my non-shrimp schedule.
Bargy,
it's a new thing, new exciting development in my life.
Was this ship on the cruise, or was the ship just delivering shrimp?
You asked me too many personal questions. Okay, that's one thing with the flaw. I'm gonna distract myself now, and I'm gonna help Bino with the script.
Oh. Yeah, how'd that screenplay turn out, guys?
Screenplay?
Bino loved it.
You started writing a screenplay with Bino.
A screenplay with Bino.
Oh boy, I do not remember that.
Bino has screenplay. Oh. Bino would love table read.
All right,
Bino
loves table read.
Let's start reading it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's doing what role?
I'll play the runt.
Bino play Bino.
I can just read these stage directions.
Okay, I guess then I'll read for C-53.
I'll read for Plek.
Am I in the script?
I'm reading for Plek.
All right. I'll read for Bargy.
There we go. Feed in. Interior. Private eyes office. Night. A glass door reads, Bino, private investigator.
Yes, it would appear that our security officer has been murdered.
Bino wub mysteries.
My name is Plek, and I'm a tiny little boy, and I just pooped my pants.
You'll have to excuse my associate emissary, Plek Dexeter. He is incontinent.
Oh, no, all of it's just drip, drip, dripping out of my pants. I can't keep it in. My pants are heavy.
Bino recognized that this was going to be trouble.
How much of this did I write?
T5, credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 and the Yes No Bartender ship were played by Jeremy Benn. Security Officer Dar and Tiny Toots were played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the ship was played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. Bino, the droid miner, and the shrimp delivery ship were played by Winston Knoll. Cruise Director Sarah was played by special guest Rekha Shankar. Rekha is currently the head writer for College Humor Originals. You can see her work at rekhashankar.com and watch her perform in LA at Mess Hall at UCB Sunset, or hosting Ha Ha Wow by Reductress Monthly at The Virgil. Follow her on Twitter at Rekha L. Shankar. This episode was edited by Jeremy Bent, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Bronze Studios West in Los Angeles. Music by Brendan Ryan. And special thanks to listener Robbie DeLosher and his bandmate Adam Bellotto for their jazz cover of our theme song used in this episode. Check out their awesome jazz versions of classic video game themes at 8bitjazzheroes.com. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! Want to hear exclusive live episodes and mailbag episodes, see behind-the-scenes features, chat with the crew, and way more? Then join our heroic supporters on Patreon, who make this show possible at patreon.com/missiontozix. Or, if you can't help out croon-wise, there are goodies for all on our Instagram at missiontozix. Toot toot!
I must say, you are a beautiful ship. Can I say that?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, no.
You have the refined elegance of a ship.
Wow.
That's really, lived a storied and interesting life, but with respect, with dignity.
I mean, you're not so bad looking yourself,
Thomas. You're supposed to just be delivering supplies.
I have a plan, Seth. Jesus Christ. I know it's soon, but can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
Bargy.
Why not?
How do you feel about Tellurians who are piloting a ship that is not sentient, looking out the window and talking to you through a microphone?
Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah, I'm just a Tellurian on this
yep.
unsentient
ship. It's not going to work out. Fair enough. That's great. For a moment, I thought there was something nice out there.
Can we change your mind?
Seth can say.
No, can we do one where it is like a delivery ship, but Bargy's like, that's the one she's the most
excited about. Yeah.
Here's the shrimp.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.